Statistics can seem like unreal abstractions, especially when they deal with economic data, but the nearly 6% unemployment rate has become a very concrete factor in commentator Kenji Jasper's job search. He was surprised to find that, like himself, some 9 million other Americans also are having trouble finding work.
The man had it together. He was a white male just beyond 50, his hair streaked with gray, a slight paunch easing over his waistline. He was well-dressed, well-groomed, and walking the walk of all walks, his black wingtips buffed to an absolute shine. I figured that he might have owned the temp agency he just entered. Then the woman in gray appeared to break him off with the bad news. The job he was there for, the one that had been wide open an hour before, had been filled. He was asked to wait, so she could check and see if there was anything else he might qualify for. And he plopped down right next to me, the young, black, dreadlock writer on the by-the-hour temporary employment casting couch. I thought that it was just me, that the publishing biz was on the ropes and that only its employees had their fingernails on the edge. I thought that it was my error-ridden typing and unwillingness to cut my hair that had forced me to serve risotto to pay my rent. The moral of the story is that plenty of us in this so-called great nation have hit rock-hard times. The big money Christmas season was a bust, music sales are down, and food prices seem to keep climbing. Just the other day, I took $8 an hour to stuff envelopes at a PR firm, only to discover how lucky I was when I overheard the near 70 messages on the employer's machine from all kinds of people vying for my one-day job, which meant that I was one of the lucky ones. I can remember the early 90s recession and how it appeared to be nothing serious as I viewed it from the insular confines of college. Back then, I knew that things would improve, because that was what America did. We were a phoenix forever rising from the ashes, a platoon storming the impossible beach and always taking it. So I, as an American, had nothing to worry about. And as I think about that man at that agency, I also think of the young men rubbing their hands in hunger on the streets of Brooklyn, and families in southwest Atlanta cramming themselves in the tiny dwellings just to avoid the rain. And I don't know if I believe anymore. Here and now, on the verge of war, it seems as if the American dream has become an antiquated sales pitch. Milk and honey are hard to come by. No more pensions. No more Social Security. No more buying that mobile home in Florida and easing into your twilight years in sandals and a print shirt. Perhaps we are all living in the declining days of the last great superpower and are suffering because of it.
The comments of Kenji Jasper, a freelance journalist who lives in New York, and the author of the novel Dark. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.